This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
That was a particularly dramatic rendition, I think.
Oh, got some energy to get out.
There was some dramatic lip syncing.
Play school theme is a very important song.
There were epic sweeping hand gestures, and we're very glad that radio is, you know, is not a visual.
Yeah, I would be in trouble.
Anyway, so of course this is Gay School, our regular look at the news that's going on in the queer community. I'm going to start off with the fact that a bill in Victoria has passed both houses of parliament to expunge all convictions for men who are convicted of having sex with men back when that was a crime.
It's about time.
About bloody time.
I mean, honestly, the thing is with law, you know, the bureaucracy means that these things take forever, and it's about time that we finally got there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, really.
And I don't think there was anyone who wanted it to not pass.
I know someone, I think it was actually the Queensland General Attorney who we'll be talking about in a moment. He said there's no moral or legal reason that we can't do it whatsoever. Like, there's absolutely no reason against it. So.
Yeah. There was also, I believe, in the Victorian one, a special edition saying that anyone who actually has that expunged conviction, it will not be on any kind of criminal record, and is illegal for anyone to discriminate based on it.
And also, there are posthumous expunging as well.
And
so it's, you know, a complete deal.
In New South Wales, similar legislation has gone through the lower house. And in Queensland, at first, a spokesman for the Attorney General had said that the issue was not a priority for the Queensland government, but he's since clarified his position and said, it's not an issue that I've received a lot of correspondence from the gay community about. I'm more than happy to take submissions on it. Which is good.
Yeah.
Queensland is a bit more conservative than Victoria and New South Wales.
We know what Queensland's a bit alike. Queensland tends to be a little bit behind the shove. I know in Queensland it's still illegal to engage in anal sex if you're under 18.
Yeah, I was about to say the age of consent laws are different there.
Yeah, and the Queensland can be a little bit behind the times, but, you know, it's good to hear that there aren't any particular, you know, obstacles here, and that the Attorney General's on board with, you know, the calls. I need to stop saying, you know.
Yeah.
But the Attorney General's on board with the calls to expunge those convictions.
Quote from someone who has been consulted. He's a senior law lecturer at the Queensland University of Technology, and he is a state Liberal MP who introduced the legislation. There is no reason why this shouldn't occur in Queensland. It seems to be the right thing to do, and various legal issues that are associated with it can be overcome. The fact that other states have gone down this path indicated the legal challenges can be resolved. There is no compelling moral or legal reason why this change couldn't occur. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good start. There's been a bill to end the forced trans divorce in New South Wales, South Australian and Tasmanian parliaments. This is another thing that's been a long time coming, and we're finally getting there. Essentially, for background information, if one member of a married couple undergoes gender transition and wants to update their gender on their birth certificate, they are required to divorce their marriage under any circumstances.
We can't have a same-sex couple being married.
Exactly. No, that's horrendous. And
clearly cause, you know, obviously Canada's been plagued by locusts and things like that.
And rivers of blood and sacrifices of firstborns and so on and so forth. Essentially, you know, this is something that it's ridiculous that it's a thing, but, you know, it just is. And it's really great to hear that we're actually making some progress, finally, because trans activists for ages have been going, this is ridiculous. Why would you break up a loving marriage?
Well, clearly it is.
Between two people.
Another thing that's happened lately, at first, it looked like there was going to be some positive movement from the Catholic Church, because there was a document leaked stating that a gay Catholic's orientation should be valued, and that they had gifts and qualities to offer parishes, same-sex couples could give precious support to one another. And then conservative Catholics freaked out, and the Vatican released a statement saying the report was a working document and not the final word from the Vatican.
Because heaven forbid the Catholics admit that they maybe don't hate gays that much.
You tried. apparently, the Vatican has also said that while they wanted to welcome gays and lesbians in the Catholic Church, it did not want to create the impression of a positive evaluation of same-sex relationships.
Look, I think what the Catholic Church is doing here is they're trying to cover their bases.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can understand where they're coming from, but this is just such ridiculous, old, stuck-in-the-past ways of looking at things. And they need to move on past this if they want to be relevant in the modern world. I don't think this is an issue of religion. I think this is an issue of incredible stubbornness and a bunch of crusty old white men scared that they're going to lose their power, essentially.
Exactly.
I'd just like to add quickly, the marriage, something that I've just realised, or at least that I've just read, the Marriage Act says that partners entering a marriage must be of different genders, but there's actually nothing in the Act that says marriages that then become a marriage between two people of the same gender are required to terminate. That's not a requirement by law, and that's obviously the pathway that the bills to end the forced divorce are going down, which is that's really great news, because it's saying, well, you know, the legal challenges are not a huge deal in this particular instance.
Yeah. One more just very, very quick piece of news is that Arizona has become the 31st state in the US where same-sex marriage is legal, where licenses are being issued. That's 31 out of 50. That is pretty damn good compared to a few years ago when I was a handful.
Or compared to Australia, in which case we're 0 out of, depending on whether you count at 5 or 7.
Still at 0%, which is not an acceptable percentage.
Not an acceptable percentage by any means.
There's been a lot of movement lately with the Supreme Court in the US.
I mean, honestly, I think the only acceptable percentage is 100%, but there has to be progress along the way, and I'm aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is getting better.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And it is, unfortunately, once again, time for us to wrap up.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit sad. But thanks so much for listening to us this evening, everyone.
Yeah, and thanks to those of you who followed us on Twitter and those of you who send in emails. It's always great to hear from you.
Yep. Generation Next will be back next week. In the meantime, look up Generation Next on Facebook or GNJoy949 on Twitter. So you can keep up with us during the week. We'll try to use the Twitter. We'll do our best.
We'll definitely answer any questions that you send our way.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks so much for listening, everyone. Yep. I'm Maddie.
I'm Eleanor.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.